The MFR Shinty Show with Ian Ault on MFR 2.
Welcome to this week's MFR Shinty Show, another international special as Scotland take on Ireland in the Shinty Hurling this weekend at Bacht Park in Inverness. 1914, last weekend in Athy, County Kildare. The very man himself joins me in the studio, Scotland boss Drew McNeil. Drew, how was the weekend for you?
It was, I know we lost by 5 points, but in the series it's only, actually, it's 2-1 in the series, so it's not quite as bad as it sounds. And if any Irish people listen, we're wearing a tie, not Athy.
You're looking forward to the game this weekend, of course, as well. Made a few changes. We'll talk more in depth later on in the show about those changes. But, you know, a chance to really go at the Irish this weekend on home soil.
Yeah, we're hoping for dry weather. It's looking good at the moment. I went down to the park. It's looking fantastic. Fair play to the groundsman. It's looking absolutely spot on.
Yeah. Looking good, hopefully.
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely.
Fingers crossed for a victory. As I say, we'll go into the game more in depth, but first of all, let's round off the weekend. Drew, very nice of him as well to record a diary of his trip across the water. Here's how Drew got on in County Kildare.
Yeah, left Inverness at the house 9 o'clock this morning, got a flight at 25 past 11. It's now somewhere around about 5 o'clock, standing in the hotel in Attai. Picture's looking quite good, we've been across to have a quick look at it. Guys are all going to just get themselves sorted in their rooms. We'll meet up downstairs and go for our first training session. Looking forward to it, nice and dry, haven't had rain in Attai apparently all week, so it's all good news. Friday evening, just back from the pitch, had a good run about, boys were in high spirits, so we employed Mr. Neil Bowman to knock that out of them, bring them back down to earth, give them a hard session, played a short and size game where we tried to use the width. Park is enormous, so we'll just try and drill into the guys to really use our width tomorrow. The park's fairly slow, so you know we can't afford to play our passes too short. But looking forward to just heading for the meal. The boys are starving. Had a long day, but we've still got our team talk later on tonight where we'll try and get this use of the width of the park and clean hitting, safe play and think pass rather than length. Just back from the team talk, went really well. Seems like the young guys have bought into what we're trying to get them to do tomorrow. Tomorrow morning up at 8 o'clock, 8:15 for a captain's run. Norman's going to take us for a run along the local canal park, I'm sure. Obviously hoping to avoid all the hills. Thankfully it's been dry. Get a decent night's sleep, I hope. Team's picked, tactics are sort of laid out, so just got to get through till 3 o'clock tomorrow and get the guys revved up and play the way we want them to play. Yeah, 8 o'clock in the morning, just got up, had a quick shower. Just going to head out for our captain's run. Norman Campbell will be taking us for a run round, hopefully along the canal side, as I said last night. Very windy, a bit wet. Go and catch up with the guys, have a bit of crack. And look forward to breakfast. Very hungry, actually. Been a
It was a hard night. I had a good night's sleep. Lovely big room all to myself. What can I say? Life's gutted about that. But them's the breaks. So it's now, it's just about 1:45, just going to jump in the bus, head across the park. It's unfortunately raining a little bit, but not too bad. Boys in great heart, looking forward to the match today. Just met the president of the GAA, very supportive of the whole series, which is brilliant to hear. And hopefully next time I speak, I'll be able to tell you the fantastic result. Just the end of the game there, but disappointed with that performance. No, I wasn't disappointed with the performance. Disappointed with the points tally, I suppose. Don't know how it came across on TV, but it was absolutely stalking down for the whole game. Guys were obviously having problems with the grip and the club and whatnot. And I'm personally thoroughly soaked. The guys coming to the park were fantastically upbeat about the whole thing. They think they can turn it round in M&S. They felt they didn't score enough 2 points and whatnot, which was probably understandable. So, no, disappointing, but the guys have given me a lot of hope. They're very positive, and they say they're going to do it right in M&S, so that's about the end of that.
Drew's Scotland Ireland diary on the MFR Shinty Show. Drew, two things for you. First of all, I didn't know you played the violin, and B, where's the postcard?
I didn't have time for a postcard. It just shows you how big the room was that I managed to abandon my room.
It was. You mentioned that there. The big massive bed to yourself. Obviously, you got the pick of the rooms.
Not really. No, I don't know. Certainly better than some of the boys, but. I did go to some of the rooms later on at night, and the guys were all having a great time. I'll say that. They made use of the facilities.
Good stuff. Let's talk about the game then. You mentioned there quite a lot about the conditions on Friday. Very dry, ideal conditions. Saturday, not so much. I know you mentioned there about you didn't know if the television coverage picked up on how bad it actually was. How bad was it?
Because the long grass itself wouldn't have been too much of a problem, but because there was so much rain, it rained sort of completely non-stop. There was a lot of sand on the park as well, and the sand seemed to be catching the ball as well, so the passes, the balls weren't running. You could see Gary Ennis wasn't getting his 65s over the bar. You know, in the morning he did that non-stop and incessantly, no problem at all, and then just balls got so wet, and then need to show the Irish how to get a waterproof ball, I think.
Yeah, you mentioned that you had a... You know, you had a query about how many balls were actually used, but you were surprised later on at night.
No, somebody came across and told me they used 15 balls, and that, you know, I have no doubt that's what they used. It just shows you how bad the weather was. Even the Irish guys were struggling to hit the ball at times. Maybe it came across towards the end, I'm not too sure. But one thing, the heavy ball, but also the grip was soaking wet as well. That was one of the problems for the guys.
You mentioned last week about keeping the ball to as close to the deck as possible, and with the rain it was always going to be a real problem for you.
It was, but I think the guys stuck to their task, and more importantly, you know, I felt we were not allowed to play the way we'd like to play. I think we were kind of manhandled slightly, so the referee was quite lenient to the Irish boys. I think some of the tactics they were using were probably fouls and hurling, so I was a bit mystified why they weren't fouls during the game. Don't want to sound like a complaint or anything, but the guys never complained once about it.
Yep.
At one point we were 10 points behind. They never lost discipline. They kept trying the whole time. Yeah, as I say, got within 5 points, had a couple of chances towards the end, and it's only 2-1 in the series. That we don't have to beat them by 5 points on Saturday.
Yeah, half time, as you say, you know, still a lot to play for. A couple of changes this week for you, a couple of injuries as well, which, you know, hampers your preparations, but also gives some guys who are on the fringes of your first choice pick, you know, a chance to go and improve themselves.
Yeah, injuries to Donald McDonald. Donald Irvine, he played at the back last week, broke a couple of ribs, I think, so he's out. And Grant Irvine took the medial ligament, he's got a strained ligament, so he's out as well. And Roddy McDonald comes in And I forgot to say that Mark Sproul comes in for the injured Donald Irvin.
Bit of chance for these guys to go and show what they're all about on their home soil as well.
Yeah, Ian McDonald couldn't make the away game, but fortunately he's available this Saturday. We're missing Neil McPhee, who couldn't travel. He's stuck in Cologne as well, so bringing Ian McDonald in. Ian was man of the match 2 years ago, so he knows all about the game. Mark Sproul's a young lad from Lochcarn, super young player, full of strength. He'll give them the physical contact that they'll be looking for. He'll give us that. And Roddy McDonald, who's we've said has been one of the best players this season, he's coming back in. So it's not bad. We've lost three, but we're bringing in I think three good ones as well.
A bit of a revenge mission on last week, and also Ireland, you know, beat you across here last year as well. It's going to be a different kind of game from last week though.
I hope so. We played the type of style I wanted to play. I said to the guys, you know, we were going to continue playing the way that I want us to play, which is get the ball down, playing it round the corner, playing 1-2s, playing triangles, these sorts of things. But again, if we score more than two goals on Saturday, with two or more goals on Saturday, and win the game, we win the series. That's all we got need to do.
Yeah, you spoke about, you know, that attacking mentality. Yep. You're very keen to go for that on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll continue to attack. I mean, I think the Irish had six defenders in the end, and you know, and four attackers. So it says a wee bit about what we were trying to do.
And you know, the weekend there, as you say, you know, the Irish, I think we spoke about this a number of weeks ago, you know, good crack and good time away.
Yeah, brilliant, and it'll be fantastic in Inverness. You know, watch out, if you're in Inverness on Saturday night, you'll be accosted by some big Irish chap.
Could be dangerous. And like you say, you know, great hospitality over here. We're looking forward to the game, and hopefully, you know, I no doubt we'll get a very good turnout.
Yeah, good turnout, and it'll be a great spectacle. I don't know how many sticks got broken on Saturday. There was numerous sticks, and you know, the Irish fans loved it, and you know, they loved it. Everybody afterwards was saying what a good spectacle it is. A lot of them hadn't seen Shinty before, so yep. It's good to get the name out there, get the sport out there.
Burke Park is turning into a great arena for the big occasions. It's handled, you know, a couple of cup finals over the last couple of years, the international last year. We should get a great turnout, and hopefully, I've not checked the weather forecast, but we'll get a good day for it.
Unlike a tie, I have checked the forecast, and maybe it was just wishful thinking last weekend, but the forecast is good.
Fingers crossed then.
Yeah.
Everything's in your favour.
Well, it is, because the guys are in a good fettle, so that's important for us.
The MFR Shinty Show on MFR 2.
Now, from the players' point of view now, Drew, and I'm very pleased to say we're joined on the line now by one of your star men on Saturday, Gary Innes. Gary, a very warm welcome to the MFR Shinty Show.
Afternoon, gentlemen. Hope you're well up in Inverness.
Gary, did you enjoy your weekend over in County Kildare?
The weekend itself was fantastic, and the hospitality from the Irish, as always, was just impeccable. We had a great, great time. However, the field left a little bit to the imagination, really, of the groundsman. So that was a bit disappointing from our own aspect. Obviously, as a Shinty player, we like to play in kind of shorter grass, and it was a good probably 6 inches long in Ireland, which didn't suit the Shinty players at all.
Yeah, Drew's already spoken about the real tough conditions for you, you know, playing in those kind of elements. How tough was it?
To be honest, it was extremely tough. I'm sure Drew's probably said as well, there was a very strong crosswind as well, and kind of driving rain, and say all these things add up, and the Shinty player trying to hold on to the stick and hitting off the ground with the long grass and fighting their way through it, then it was extremely tough. However, we're all big boys, we've got to get on with that, and you know, we're really looking forward to getting a hold of the Irish in Inverness this week. I think it'll be a great return match for sure.
As Drew has already pointed out, the weather forecast is pretty good for the weekend as well, so it leaves you in good stead. But you know, it's still half time in the series, all to play for really.
Well, 100%, it's definitely all to play for, and I think, you know, in a lot of ways we were quite lucky to walk away just 5 points behind after Ireland's performance on Saturday, because they were extremely strong, and over the years we've seen them kind of miss a lot of kind of 1 point and 2 point opportunities, which they really didn't seem to do on Saturday. You know, they've really gone out and got an extremely strong and skillful squad, so it will be an uphill battle for us, but that's something that we can certainly rectify on Saturday. And you know, 5 points is nothing in a game like Shinty Hurley as well.
Yeah, as you say, a very strong side, and they'll be very confident coming to Inverness at the weekend. But you guys are looking for kind of revenge on last week and of course last year as well in Inverness.
Well, definitely. We did the hard work last year in Ireland and beat them in the sort of the home of hurling in Croke Park, and then lost the series at home on the point scheme. So certainly we've done it the opposite way this time. We've gone out, we've lost in Ireland, so fingers crossed we can win at home and beat that 5-point deficit as well. But I should add, if any of the listeners out there meet any of the Irish team out on Friday night, then please buy them a double. And hopefully that'll slow them down just a little bit on the Saturday.
Yeah, and imagine the hospitality will be returned from the Scottish favour. Drew, Gary had a little bit, he enjoyed himself the weekend.
He certainly did. And Gary, did you hear your interview back from Radio Scotland? How did it sound?
I didn't have the ball, so to speak, to listen back to it.
What was the phrase you used again, Gary?
I went to say it just now and then I stopped, but it was, I'm looking forward to getting the Irish back on hottish oil instead of Scottish soil, but we have Mr. Jägermeister to thank for that little blunder, so yes.
Good crack. And you know, Gary, we will get a real good turnout, no doubt. Bucht Park is, yeah, as I said to Drew earlier on, it's turning into something of a great venue, and you know, we'll have a good crowd and give the Irish a warm welcome, but to hopefully be cheering on a Scottish victory.
Well, that's right. We have to hope for that as well. And certainly, I feel extremely confident going to Inverness this week. And yeah, I know being 5 points down is going to be kind of tough to come back from, but it's certainly doable, especially with the squad they've got and the good bunch of boys we've got there. I don't think that'll be a problem, and I think we're really in for a right treat this weekend as well.
Now, I read on your blog last week, and the man alongside me has not really revealed any secrets of the tour so far. Now, you mentioned a few years ago there was a Strathclyde bomb squad and firearms police called out under Fraser McKenzie. Was there any explosive goings on this week, last weekend even?
If we were just having a little phone call between the two of us, I'm sure there'd be a lot more crack. But I think it's probably safer for myself not to get the bomb squad out after my head if I just keep my mouth shut.
Well, hopefully you'll be celebrating in the Northern Constabulary. Bomb squad won't be called out on Saturday night. Hopefully they're left well alone.
Fingers crossed. They come down, enjoy the game, and leave it at that. You know.
Excellent stuff. Cheers for that, Gary. Gary Innes joining us live on the MFR Shinty Show.
Listen again online at mfr.co.uk/shinty.
Gary Innes on the MFR Shinty Show. A way to get the big dog out, Drew, as we heard off air from him there. What exactly is the big dog?
It's something that he should have had across in Ireland. It's his heavier stick for hitting the ball further, which he will have this weekend.
I thought he was referring to a person or perhaps his pet, but I suppose it's his stick, it's his trusty companion.
Well, he says it's his stick anyway, so I'll take his word for it.
Hope to see the big dog and Gary.
He needs the big dog.
In good form this weekend. Gary mentioned there about the Irish, strong and very physical, as you would expect, and I suppose, you know, you're looking for that from them this weekend.
They'll be like that, but with the better surface, we'll get away from them. We'll be able to get the ball down and away around them and whatnot, so it will suit us this weekend a bit better. If we have to revert to going direct, then we will, but I hope not to.
In the build-up to the series, I spoke to you down at Bucks Park at the press launch, and you said you learnt a lot from the games last year, especially the home leg, and you said that you want to recover from those mistakes, and you feel that you're ready to make amends this weekend.
I think so, and the squad are extremely, not confident, but determined to put it right, you know. And Gary doesn't quite realise we don't actually have to overturn the 5-point deficit. If we just score two goals, gives us a bonus point, and win the game by one even, we'll win the series.
I know that you won't reveal your starting side, but in the back of your head, do you have, you know, an idea of what you'll go with to start the game on Saturday?
Yep, I'll use all my players like I normally do. That's just important. Everybody gets a game. We can't lose sight of the fact that it's a development opportunity for the players and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the results is important, but at the end of the day, you can't take people long distances and have them travel week after week to training sessions and not get a decent crack at it.
As we've already mentioned before as well, obviously, that it's a game, but we hope to learn things from the hurlers, and likewise they'll hope to learn things from the Shinty guys. It's also a bit of hospitality, as we already spoke about, that was returned, that was enjoyed at the weekend, but it's all about celebrating the two sports.
It is, isn't it? And regardless of how much they get stuck into each other, once they get in the pub and it's just share a couple of drinks together and just enjoy the crack, because it's what's all about, sport at its best, isn't it?
Exactly, indeed. And you can hear a live commentary of Scotland versus Ireland on MFR this weekend, mfr.co.uk online. I'm pleased to say match commentator for the game on Saturdays alongside me, Duncan Chisholm, will be providing every hit of the action. Duncan, how much are you looking forward to the weekend's game?
Yeah, as Drew says, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a great spectacle for Shinty and hurling in the area. And I was going to say, here's hoping the boys. I think the boys will do it. I think what we've talked about already about the conditions, I do feel that the Irish, there was a bit of manhandling that they won't get away with over here. I think the referee, as Drew said already, let them away with a lot. There was a lot of hands-on that certainly wouldn't go down well in hurling as a general, and I think things will be a lot tighter. I think the park will allow, as Drew has just said, allow the boys to get away a bit quicker, and allow the passes to be a little bit more crisper and sometimes longer as well if needed be. So I think it'll be a fantastic day, not just a good day.
Commentary, of course, on mfr.co.uk. It's the first ever for the station as well. In the last couple of seasons, we've got the football commentary, and it's the first ever Shinty commentary.
Yeah, first ever time we've done it. Really looking forward to it. We've also covered a number of games and things like that with the scores and things like that, but it's the first time we've actually got involved with the Camaraderie Association and doing this sort of level of coverage. And we've got two great guys that's going to be by my side. We've got the well-known and renowned, I have no doubt, Callum Duff. And we've got another well-known gentleman who's also been involved in the Scotland set-up, Innes Simpson. So it'll be really good, and a good bit of crack, I hope, as well, a bit of fun.
I'm sure there'll be two guys who'll no doubt keep you in check as well.
Listen, I think anybody that knows the two guys I've just mentioned, I'll probably be the quietest guy there, and it's me that's doing the commentary, but maybe that's the best way we want it.
Now, Callum will be your co-commentator, and Innes will be down trackside, roving reporter role.
Yeah, Callum will be right beside me. He is my, let's say, right-hand man. He will be keeping me right, pointing me in the right direction, and give me the old cuff in the lug when I require it. And we'll be coming back and forth to Innes, who will be in the belly of the kirk, let's call it, meeting and speaking to each and every person, and hopefully having a chat with Drew through the game as well, if Drew's nice and calm.
Now, 1:45, the coverage gets underway online at mfr.co.uk, and then back into live commentary of Cali Thistle versus Motherwell just after 3:30. That's the plan anyway. More reaction though on MFR to Extra Time on DAB and also 11:07 AM. You'll hopefully have Drew back in there. So, if you're on your way home from the game, or indeed you are at home, depending on how far you live away from the Buck Park in Inverness, tune in to MFR for full reaction.
Yeah, tune in and also get in touch with the sports team boys as well. Let us know what you think, what's going on, what's happening, and again, let us know if you enjoy it and if you want to hear more.
Now, I know it's a first for you, it's your first commentary this weekend as well. I don't want to put any more pressure on you than necessary, but yeah, it's going to be your first commentary and also the first ever Shinty commentary. Again, I don't mean to put any more pressure on you. I know you're very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am. I was involved in Shinty when I was younger, and I come from a town that's kind of involved in Shinty as well. So I've been always a preacher of Shinty in MFR. So now it's for me to step forward and put the foot to the plate and show what we can do. And I think we hope, as Drew's been talking about, it's want a bit of fun, a bit of crack involved in it as well, and we want to bring the atmosphere to the air and let the listeners feel and see wherever you are in the country or wherever you are in effect in the world, because it's online to experience it.
Yeah, because I'm a nice guy, I thought I would help you out.
Alright.
Obviously, doing the commentary, you have to be fully prepared and have all your facts and your figures and notes all ready. I kind of find that it's quite useful to have, you know, useless information about pretty much everyone that's going to be involved. So I've gone to great lengths to make sure you know an awful lot more about the Scotland boss, Drew McNeil, who's alongside us. And you can use them. These wee nuggets for during your commentary. Some useful information. We're going to play How Well Do You Know Drew?
Right.
Okay, three questions for you. As I say, you can use these at any time. What is Drew's favourite food? Is it A, steak, B, chilli con carne, or C, fish and chips?
Well, remember watching Drew when he was a player, I've seen how he's blossomed since then, so I'd have to say go down the line of steak. You know, he's an upper crust boy.
Steak, is he right, Drew?
He certainly is.
Spot on, 1 out of 1 so far. What is Drew's favourite movie? Is it A, Shawshank Redemption, B, Bourne Identity, or C, The Hangover?
I believe there was a few hangovers after the Irish game, but I don't know if that's the film. I would say The Shawshank Redemption.
The Shawshank Redemption. Drew, has he got 2 out of 2?
No, it's The Hangover.
It was The Hangover. Quite appropriate after the
I think that's appropriate.
Well, maybe this weekend too. And number three, the final question. Where is Drew's favourite holiday destination? A, Fiji, B, Mallorca, or C, Oban?
Oh, well, I don't think there can be much compared to Oban, but I think I'll stick with Fiji.
Correct answer.
2 out of 3, so not too bad at all. So there's two facts for you you can chuck into the commentary this weekend. I'm not too sure where you can squeeze it in, but
the hangovers might fit in.
Well, we'll fit them in somewhere. I can guarantee
you
that.
I'm sure you will. I have no doubt about that. You will fit them in. So live commentary of Scotland versus Ireland in the Shinty Hurling Internationals on mfr.co.uk from 1:45 on Saturday right through till about just after 3:30. Then full reaction on MFR2 Sport. Final whistle from 5:10 on 11:07 AM DEB and online at mfr.co.uk. That's almost it for us on the MFR Shinty Show International Special this week. We're back to domestic action next weekend, if there is any. I suppose there will be very few and far between games. But Drew, a final word from you. I think from, you know, everyone, just going and enjoy the game this weekend. If you're going, if you're watching it on television or indeed listening it to on radio, it's just go and enjoy the occasion.
Go and enjoy a physical sport with no handbags or shenanigans.
And some real excitement as well, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, yeah, it'll be some, as I'd like to say, clash of the ash and some broken hurleys here and there.
And I don't think we've touched on this, but we have in terms of the crowd, but I reckon there'll be more at Buck Park than at Calley Park this weekend, but that's just my opinion. So, you know, whoever's going to Buck Park will be treated to a spectacle, no doubt.
Well, I do know who'll see the better game, and it'll be at the Bucht.
Indeed.
I would also think, I think it's not going to be anybody at Kelly Park because they're playing at Motherwell.
No, they're at home to Motherwell.
Oh, are they alright?
They're at home to Motherwell.
That was a test you passed.
Well done. You failed that test. That's it from us on the MFR Shinty Show. Good luck to Scotland against Ireland at the weekend. We'll be back next week as the Premier Division title race hots up.